Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
If you like weird and strange history as much as I do, then I have the podcast for you. I'm Jason Horton, host of Strange Year. Each episode, I break down the strange history and cultural happenings during that year, like 1977, the Wow Signal, 1963, Three Tramps Theory, 1844, the Millerite Movement, 1997, the Phoenix Lights, 1896, the Shortest War, 2004, Benjamin Kyle, 1518, the Dancing Plague, 1985, the Move Bombing, 1972, Remote Viewing. So to get your weekly weird history fix, pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Strange Year wherever you listen to podcasts. Alien contact ignored. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
I have a new office mate at my office, and I knew she was cool because she, on her first day of work, she turned to me and she says, "You know, aliens have made contact." And we were instantly friends. So this is my coworker's suggestion. Her name is Eliza Bain. She's a really funny comedian, writer, producer, and it is the CHIME, Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, Fast Radio Burst Contact with Alien Life. Oh, baby. Right?
Doesn't that sound, that old thing?
That you're over it. The thing is, nobody cares. This is, even doing research for this piece, it's so poorly reported. And you'll see, it's actually like a spectacular feat in space contact, and yet like nobody seems to care.
But is there a conspiracy theory around it? Because
there's not. Well, it's
then
so new.
We don't care.
Okay.
Or is it a movie or TV show?
Let's make a conspiracy theory about it. We can make this happen. This is so new. I'm sure someone with a tinfoil helmet will be on the case very soon. Anyway, the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, called CHIME, is an interferometric radio telescope at the Dominion Radio Astrophysical Observatory in British Columbia, Canada, which consists of four antennas consisting of cylindrical parabolic reflectors, roughly the size of like a snowboarding half pipe, with 1,024 dual polarization radio receivers suspended on a support above them. The antenna receives radio waves from hydrogen in space at frequencies in the 400 to 800 megahertz range. The telescope's low-noise amplifiers are built with components adapted from the cell phone industry, and the data is processed using a custom-built FPGA electronic system and a 1,000 processor high-performance GPGPU cluster. There's a lot of acronyms happening here. Just know that it's very high-tech. The telescope has no moving parts and observes half the sky each day as the Earth turns. It has also turned out to be a superior instrument for observing the recently discovered phenomenon of fast radio bursts, also known as FRBs, which we are about to talk about. CHIME is a collaboration between the University of British Columbia, McGill University, the University of Toronto. These are heavy-hitting Canadian universities, the Canadian National Research Council's Dominion Radio Astrophysical Observatory. And on September 7th, 2017, it became operative. And then it found something. A mysterious radio source located in a galaxy 500 million light years from Earth is pulsing on a 16-day cycle like clockwork, according to CHIME. This marks the first time that scientists have ever gotten consistent signals from outer space, known as fast radio bursts, like we said, FRBs. And it is an incredible, major, gigantic step towards unmasking alien sources. Do we care? Not really. FRBs were first spotted in 2007 and are powerful. They're produced by energetic sources, though nobody is sure what they really come from. They're also mystifying because they can either be one-offs or repeaters, meaning some bursts appear only once in a certain part of the sky, while others emit multiple flashes to Earth. The CHIME FRB team kept tabs on the repeating bursts between September 2018 and October 2019. Very recent, we can have some good conspiracy theories. I hope we do. During that period, the bursts were clustered into a period of 4 days and then seemed to switch off for the next 12 days for a total cycle of about 16 days. Some cycles didn't produce any visible bursts, but those that did were all synced up to the same consistent 16-day intervals. We conclude that this is the first detected periodicity of any kind in an FRB source, the team said. The discovery of a 16.35-day periodicity in a repeating FRB source is an important clue to the nature of this object. Again, this has never, ever been detected before. There is a pattern emerging from the heavens. It's huge. Scientists recently tracked down this particular FRB to a galaxy called SDSS J015800.28 plus 654253.0, which is 500 million light years from Earth. That may seem like a huge distance, but FRB 180916.J0158 plus 65 is actually the closest FRB ever detected. That's where it is, but we really don't know what it is. If the source of the FRB is orbiting a compact object, like a black hole or something like that, then it might only flash its signals towards Earth at a certain point in its orbital period. That scenario could potentially match the recognizable 16-day cycle. Okay. It's also possible that we're witnessing a binary system containing a massive star and a super-dense stellar core known as a neutron star. If that's the case, the neutron star would emit radio bursts, but these signals would be periodically eclipsed by all of the winds surrounding its giantness. Yet another scenario is that the FRB rhythm isn't tempered by another object and is sending out pulses directly from the source. Scientists have previously suggested that flares from a highly magnetized neutron star called magnetars might be the source of these FRBs. But since magnetars tend to rotate every few seconds, a 16-day cycle does not match the expected profile of a magnetar-based FRB. A lot of possibilities. Last one. Alien life. Unprecedented. Ultimately, CHIME is monitoring things from up north, but like nothing is happening about this. Even though it's a gigantic piece of information that could detect all kinds of things that we've been looking for in the sky for thousands of years. I want to thank Vice, Nature, and the University of Toronto. Please, if you have conspiracy theories around this, if you have extra information, any thoughts? I want to hear them. I want to be using that alien emoji more.
If you want to upsell this, you need to put this over some desert in Arizona or Nevada or something.
Not
like
Canada?
That. No, too cold. It's got to be in the desert in the United States if you really want to sell it.
Okay.
Do you want merch? Do you want to merchandise this? It's got to be in a desert. And there's got to be people that are like, I don't know.
Yeah, like a glazed look in their eyes, not like a giant telescope that are monitoring things. Every 16 days, 16-day cycle, a fortnight. What does it mean? Tell us more.
I have a favorite signal.
Yeah?
It's not this one.
No?
No, this is maybe top 20.
Top 20?
Top 20.
I thought I did a pretty good job.
My favorite signal, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to give you clues to make you do work.
Oh.
If you go to Strange Year Podcast,
Of
course, subscribe and all that and listen
sure,
to it.
Sure, sure.
Go to the trailer. I'm not even telling you to go to an episode. Listen to the trailer. In that trailer, I tell you of a signal that I'm going to be doing in a future episode. That is my favorite signal.
Whoa, a scav hunt.
Yes.
A Jason Horton podcast, classic scavenger hunt. Where will it take us? 500 million light years away or right back in my backyard?
Do you know where you don't have to go very far to find signals that sound like this? Okay, here's the signal. Patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Oh my God.
Did you hear
what
that?
Was that? Well, did you hear that? Did no. I hear that?
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Oh my God. I don't remember anything. I'm sore all over my body. What was it?
Why is that your immediate go-to that you're getting pro? Like
getting
the aliens are
alien
so.
Probe.
Were the aliens like so interested and like horny that they
have
to be like.
All over this body. You can't ignore this body. I don't care if you're a mile away. I don't care if you're 500 million miles away. They're all coming what from if you're, his body.
What if you're in, like, the same bar?
if they get off their phone, maybe I have a chance. I don't know.